This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are now inside the operational phase of global, cultural, and economic societal collapse. Senate reports, DHS reports, journalistic reports confirming millions and millions and millions of people walking right across mainly the Texas border now, and massive human smuggling run by the Biden administration through NGOs, non-governmental organizations, with on camera thousands of children at bus stops and airports a day. Children as young as 6 months old with no paperwork, not with their parents, being given to other people with no paperwork.
I read a story yesterday of a 10-year-old girl who was processed through our own government, delivered to a family, and then put in a house, raped, abused, and cut in supposedly the greatest country in the world. And we have stash houses with 73 people in it, 13 kids in our nation's capital. I'm tired of this crap.
Actual child kidnapping and trafficking on an industrial scale.
I spent more than a week in Central America recently. I had the opportunity actually to interview a human trafficker.
Is it easier to traffic the children and get them in than the adults?
Okay.
It's more risky because once we get to the cartels, they are asking for children for them to traffic with drugs. In the case of children, it really scares him to just see the reality that they can go through. And for him, it's pretty horrific to see how they are murdered in many cases.
What about people that want to buy a child because they're a sexual predator?
I've heard that some people and places have very specific things that they like, certain nationalities or certain age groups. So the cartels are looking for the people going around, and when they spot someone with those characteristics, they tend to like take them. In most cases, they wanted to sell their organs, so that is the reason they take children.
That's very hard to hear.
Yes, it's very hard. Sometimes they take out the organs and they reseal the body with drugs so they can take it through the border.
Do they sell them to hospitals or to buyers, like private buyers, wealthy buyers?
There are people with money that want to buy the organs of kids. And it's not only for a country. They take it to different countries. And normally they do this with clinics that are not authorized.
Absolute next level. We know the globalists are obsessed with child trafficking, obsessed with pedophilia, obsessed with the sexualization of children.
An anonymous whistleblower has come forward sitting down with Xavier Hernandez, who works as a travel youth care worker for a federally funded contractor, and shares that tens of thousands of unaccompanied migrant children, so 2,000 to 5,000 a week, are being bused and flown throughout the United States and handed off to, quote, unvetted adult sponsors. The employee, and she actually gives us the name, MVM Inc., said the company's main focus is getting unaccompanied minors from, quote, point A shelters to point B sponsors across the United States. You need to understand that we are looking at an operation of not only human trafficking, but in this case, child trafficking.
For those of us in the audience who might not know what MVM Inc. is, can you explain to us what your company is and what they do?
It's a company that focuses on getting, they call it UCs, unaccompanied children, unaccompanied minors, getting them from point A to point B. And most of the time, point A is from a shelter all throughout Texas and all across the country. And point B is with a sponsor. Most of the time it's a family member, but maybe the numbers are so crazy that it's no longer family members. It's family friends, people who are willing to take them in. And a lot of the times they don't even know each other.
So if you could give us an estimate, how many children per month do you think are being moved just in the Texas area?
Well, like I said, it's between all the all the offices, it's in the thousands. I say 8 to 10, but that's in 1 week. So in a month, I would say around 40,000, 30,000 kids.
30 to 40,000 children a month being given away to perfect strangers with no record. This is Jeffrey Epstein Island on...
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show this Sunday. I'm your host, Maria Z from ZMedia.com. We're talking about smart cities, the plan for complete and total world enslavement by pushing people out of urban areas into these smart cities where everything that you do, think, say will be tracked and traced. We've been going into the Australian plans, but there is one more plan that I want to highlight here. It's the Bathurst plan to transform into a smart city by 2025. I saw Jay Dyer do a fantastic analysis just the other day on their plans and the decades, the 2030, 2040 and 2050. But this is, you know, really by 2025, they want to do this to the city of Bathurst in New South Wales. And it basically, this entire plan includes things like app linked to shopping to prevent you from purchasing food that you do not need. So they plan on watching everything that you purchase and telling you what you do and don't need. You think you're going to have the choice of saying, oh, you know, maybe I don't need that today. No. The government's going to tell you what you do and don't need. And, I mean, this is just unbelievable control. We're already seeing them destroying the food supply everywhere. You know, wheat plants, bread factories, chicken processing farms, all on fire all of a sudden by coincidence. I don't know, maybe we can blame climate change for that. They're already destroying the food supply, and this, on top of that, will control what you are and are not able to purchase. And, of course, as we discussed before, should you go and make a purchase that is outside of what you do and don't need, that'll impact your social credit score. But beyond that, according to this, it will probably stop you from even making the purchase. So totally dictating to you, people who want to see you malnourished and poisoned, dictating to you what you can and can't buy. That's what this means. It goes on to say apps that can monitor and notify energy use, thereby adjusting the use. And it also talks about limiting water usage to households. So, you know, we've got Germany telling their people to wash themselves with a wet cloth rather than having showers. That they want to completely dehumanize people, make them completely lose any sense of pride in their humanity, any sense of patriotism. This is what I spoke about this just last night. This is what allowing so many migrants into the country is about. I'm not against, you know, a multi-ethnic society. I'm not against that. But what I am against is their plan to destroy patriotism through demoralizing the society, because if they can do that, then if people lose their sense of identity and pride in their country, they're less likely to fight for it. They're less likely to fight for the freedom of Australia if Australia is no longer free, if Australia is no longer Australia, if the United States is no longer the United States. They want to destroy your national identity. They want to destroy any love that you have for your country. And this is why they've put these leaders in place that make you hate the government and make you look at them and say, what is this incompetent clown show that we're watching? because they want you to hate your country. They want you to lose that sense of pride because then you won't stand up for it. And we must never, ever lose that sense of patriotism and allow for these plans. They go on to talk about the final thing I want to highlight in this Bathurst plan. They talk about drone technology for compliance monitoring. Drone technology for compliance monitoring. Now, granted, within this document, they say that, you know, this is relevant to the construction industry, but they have to start somewhere, right? And they have to disguise their plans for monitoring you somewhere. I keep talking about the fact that all these people have said, oh, you know, I got vaccinated so I can go and travel. And yet they're destroying the travel industry, limiting flights because of CO2 and, you know, the climate and staff shortages because everyone's off sick because their immune systems are destroyed, whoever's remaining. But they're actually destroying the travel industry because they want clearer airways to make room for more drones, to make room for more surveillance. It's going to be a Big Brother police state, constant monitored city. No one wants this. Nobody wants this. And I want to say here, guys, how crucial supporting independent media is in these times, because this is something you will never hear in the mainstream media. The mainstream media would love to sweep COVID under the rug, sweep the bioweapon death shots under the rug, sweep all the people that are dying from sudden adult death syndrome in the droves under the rug and pretend this is all normal and blame it on climate change. They want you to forget their crimes. Independent media is the part of this puzzle that is going to show you what they're doing next, because the battle is not over. In fact, we've only just started. COVID was a children's playground compared to the totalitarianism that they want to implement globally. So independent media plays the most crucial role right now, because this is an information war. This is a war on your very mind, on the psychology of humanity. It is a psychological war. It is one where the propaganda, and this is why I played the Clara clip earlier, the team played it for us, because you watch the way that they present these things and the language that they use. These people understand the power of words. This is why they keep changing the definition of words, because they know that words have power. So when they tell you that something is good, it's actually evil. When they tell you that something is a livable city, it actually means that it's going to be very hard for you to live there. When they tell you that something is good for the planet, the double speak there is that it's good for them to have access to all the greenery in the world. Meanwhile, you're confined to your district that has borders that don't allow you to go to the green parts of the earth, because that's reserved for the self-proclaimed elites. Everything that they do is double speak, and they've already got plans. We saw that leak from Trudeau installing weapons armories, interrogation rooms for his Ministry of Climate Change. A similar thing happened in France, where they launched their climate change police force, where the French Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin was hiring 3,000 green police officers to go after those who violate green-related criminal issues to safeguard the country from disasters that are supposedly caused by humans. You see, you were the enemy during COVID. The unvaccinated were the enemy. Human beings were the enemy. They were the carriers of the deadly virus that was going to take out humanity. And the same tactic will be used with climate change. You are the enemy. You breathing is the enemy. You having a farm and living independently is the enemy, because your cows are emitting gases. You having birds, chickens, is the enemy. You know, here in Queensland, in the state of Queensland in Australia, you need a license, technically, to share your eggs with people. There was recently a legislation, the agriculture bill that was passed in Victoria, that prevents people from sharing meat that they've obtained through hunting. You can't share your meat. You are the enemy of the planet. Well, why can't you share your meat? Why can't you go and have your own chickens? Why can't you go and have your own land? Because they paint you and human beings as the disease. They paint you as the problem of the earth, and they are coming with their solution, with their one world government. And of course, the more they demoralize society, the more that they make you feel that you are nothing, the more you'll stop fighting. This is exactly why we have to keep fighting. In the next segment, we're going to take some calls. We've got the number here, and I'm opening the lines for people to ask questions specifically about Australia, any of the things that you've seen here and how that may relate to your country and what they're going to do next. The number to call is 877-789-2539 or 877-789-ALEX. And I look forward to speaking with you guys soon. Again, we're going to talk about the plans that they've implemented here. Any questions that you guys have about Australia specifically or anything that we've spoken about today, and we can get into your calls right after this break.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Talking about DNA Force Plus, it is so important to support independent media, and InfoWars is a broadcast that is completely funded by the people, for the people. No big pharma funding here, no Pfizer ads. The DNA Force Plus from InfoWars Life is back at 50% off. It is the perfect formula to help you support optimal energy levels while adapting your body to handle the daily bombardment of toxins. We are under attack. They're spraying us like bugs. They're attacking us through our food, our water supply, and InfoWars has been at the forefront of protecting people and their health. So we know that it's important to supplement your body with the most potent bioavailable antioxidants. DNA Force Plus allows for this. Elevate TPs, PQQ, CQ10, organic reishi, and all of these ingredients were chosen for their ability to help support heart function and cellular energy production. Support InfoWars today. Support this broadcast. Support independent media in whatever way you can, so that they can keep bringing this important information out to you. Today we are going to take some callers now. We've got, I've opened up the phone lines. The team has done so on 877-789-2539 or Alex. And we're talking about Australia, taking questions about Australia, but we've got Travis in Connecticut right now calling about the J&J vaccine. Travis, you're on the air.
Hey, Maria, thanks for your call. I had a question about the Johnson vaccine. If you knew if it was less harmful compared to the other vaccines because it's supposedly not mRNA. Can you tell me more about that?
Travis, what I know is that it was pulled off the market in multiple locations. Every single one of these vaccines, so for example, Novavax, they spoke about the fact that, that's a different technology, you know, it's not harmful, but they were using moths. And there were multiple studies done on the fact that it is actually just as harmful, but it's in a different way. I've actually got multiple videos on the safety of Novavax, and I would caution anyone to be, you know, just as cautious of J&J as they are of every single big pharma company, because the plan here is a continuous cycle of injections to harm you lifelong. They want you to have a lifetime subscription to these injections, and what will happen is as your immune system continues being destroyed by these, you'll need more pharmaceutical products to survive. And this is actually from the patents themselves, that they want you to have a lifetime subscription to injections. In fact, all the stuff that we were talking about today where it comes to, you know, linking the digital ID, monitoring everything that you do is intricately linked with these injections. In fact, they make it possible to monitor you. And like I said, it's a lifetime subscription, Travis. So if possible, stay away from all of it. They cannot be trusted.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Thank you.
You're welcome, Travis. We'll go to Red in Colorado, who's talking about chemtrails. Red, you're on the air.
First Bill, Boba Scout, Red, U.S. Pentagon first team, and I'm Reb, and we're wondering in Australia, is everything dying, like the insect population? You're not even going to have bug seed. Chemically nucleated ice is forming in times at 40 degrees, and they're giving snowfall, deluge, and droughts, and they're not 500 years, it's never happened like this. A hot side to a cold weather front down in Sydney, I guess it's winter there, or the winter season. I don't know what's going on, but up here, it's the worst droughts ever. They're drying up. You won't be able to cool the nuclear power plants. The methane breaking through both poles and undersea. The algae dying. The whole planet. I don't figure it's going to make it to 2030. We got to stop those KC-135, KC-12s from dumping aluminum and that graphene. It's killing you from the sky. And I know I've talked to strangers. They've taken 2 and 3 shots. They don't even look sick. This is supposed to be a percentage dying. I don't see anybody dying from that. It's the red versus the blue, and both sides are getting sprayed on, and they're getting
well,
hit
what
with
you're
all
talking
the
about. What you're talking about there, Red, is really multi-layered. So they're poisoning us through the skies. Yes, Australia's skies are being sprayed constantly. In fact, whenever we have, you know, what they're calling rain bombs, you can clearly see a pattern in the skies a day or two or a few days before we have these so-called rain bombs. So, and they are poisoning us through the skies because if they don't get you through the injections, if they don't get you through the food supply, they'll get you through the air. Well, what choice do you have? You have to still breathe. So they are, and it's constant here in Australia. And again, as I was saying, it's happening a lot along the East Coast, which is where they're planning these smart cities. So, you know, weather warfare is a huge part of the New World Over global takeover. They are engaging in weather warfare and testing it in Australia as they do with everything else. But I think what you're seeing here, and the destruction of the East Coast is what you'll see everywhere if they succeed. And this is why it is so important, as you said, Red, to keep educating people, because the people need to understand what's happening here. It is a complete war on every aspect of your life. And you're right, we may not have enough insects left because all of a sudden bees are in trouble here in Australia. We need the bees. What's killing them? Well, it's probably everything that they're spraying in the skies. So you're absolutely right, Red. We need to put a stop to this.
We'll do it. We'll do it. Get our name out. Bubba Scout Rev. We're not QAnon. We're the real thing. It's the top Pentagon. Ground the tankers. That's our call. VultureSquadron.com. GeoEngineeringWatch.org. Get going on this. I don't know how much we can save. It's the patients at what they call stage 4 critical. That's where it is now. We're the doctors. We read the x-rays. And it's stage 4+. I don't know how much we're going to have to operate, but we got to move fast because I don't figure 2030 is even attainable the way it's going. Sorry, back in 2018, she was a hero. She said, hey, you only got 12 years left. She didn't know how right she was, but she wasn't going to stop it. And she went into Congress.
You're not wrong, Red. You're not wrong that we are the doctors of today, that we are, you know, the scientists of today. I can't even begin to explain how much I've had to learn about law and science and the body and health and vaccines. I mean, I feel like I could recite, you know, most of what people like Dr. McCullough say, because we've just absorbed that much knowledge over the past couple of years that's really, you know, helped us, because it's so crucial to arm yourself with knowledge. And this is why people like you, Red, and everyone that's tuning in to this broadcast today and other days is so important. It's so crucial to be armed with that knowledge because, again, you can't fight against something unless you know what you're fighting against. And that's the whole point here. So thank you so much, Red, for sharing this information. Please do keep sharing this broadcast. Keep educating those around you and stay strong, Red. One thing that I'm so encouraged by is, you know, when I get to speak to people and hear how awake they are, and hear just how much they realize that the government can't be trusted. It's really interesting. I interviewed Pastor Pelosi from Canada recently, and he said to me, you know, I come from communism. I saw this a mile away. I knew exactly what this was. And for all of those who didn't grow up in communism or have family that grew up in communism, they're starting to learn exactly what communism looks like right now. We'll be back right after this short break. We'll take some more calls from people. We've got quite a few calls coming through. We're going to power through them. I really want to take your questions about Australia and connect with the viewers. So we'll see you right after this short break.
Everybody knows that high-quality fish oil does fantastic things for your cardiovascular system, for your brain, for every part of your body. But what I don't see being promoted is the fact that it has natural psychotropic effects. It certainly does for me. When I take a couple of these capsules an hour before bed, my sleep, my dreams are amazing. Now, there are actually some studies out there linking it to amazing events in the brain. But I want you to experience it yourself. We know it's good for your heart. We know it's good for your brain. We know it's good for your arteries and veins and your lungs and every other function in your body. But I want you to experience this high-grade fish oil, this ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com, and see what it does if you take it before bedtime. Ultimate fish oil, 50% off, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. You're only going to miss out if you don't get it.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To this Sunday broadcast of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Maria Z. We're taking calls now. We've got Matt in New York talking about vaccines, Neuralink, and nanotechnology. Matt, you're on the air.
Great. How's everything? I would just like to say that this is just the first phase of the test. If you just go by what they did with the, like you said before, with the lab rats, the first phase was putting the graphene oxide inside them. The second phase is going to be the Neuralink. It's going to be put a microchip in everyone's head because it's going to be under the guise to save you, because in order to stop this stuff from keep assembling and growing inside your body, it's pretty much going to be the only option is to put a Neuralink in your head and run a current through you to control the graph. Well, to try to control it, because in the lab studies with the rats, first, they introduce the graphene oxide inside them, which is highly toxic, leaks into all the organs, will kill you eventually just from the toxicity. But by putting a transmitter inside them, a Neuralink or a microchip and running a current through, they were able to control their thoughts, their emotions, and even direct them through a maze. So they're really going to
You're absolutely right, Matt. You're right. And I want to comment here because they say everything that they do, they present to you as a solution or something positive, but it's actually linking back to their complete plan for control, like you said. It'll be something that, I mean, they've spoken about the fact that people who are paralyzed, for example, will be able to, have more movement through this Neuralink, and it'll really help people. And it's presented as positive technology, but it's all got an evil undertone.
That is correct. Yeah, the ultimate thing is to experiment on us and complete control, complete domination. And quick thing, Marie. With viruses, right? Just to prove that viruses really don't exist and it's just us getting, shedding toxins. If viruses really did exist the way that these evil bastards said that they did, they wouldn't have to use all this propaganda to present the idea of a virus. They would just release it in small areas and wipe you out. So the whole virus thing is horse crap, in my opinion. Because why would they need such propaganda to scare you into the virus, to scare you into these poisonous treatments? We have such a golden opportunity right now, and I love everyone, and I pray for your people, and I've cried many times watching videos of the horrible things, the atrocities, the crimes against humanity in Australia. Horrible. But we have a golden opportunity right now. The veil is being removed, and viruses do not exist. They make up viruses. Viruses are exactly what they say.
I think you're right, Matt. I think you're right, Matt, in the regard that a lot of effort is going right now to expose that everything that we knew about viruses isn't the case. Dr. Mike Yeadon has come out recently and said respiratory viruses as we know them don't exist. So there's a lot of effort going into exposing this right now. We really appreciate your prayers here in Australia, Matt. Thank you. God bless you. We'll go to Ventura in California. And if we do miss any callers, Owen Schroyer will be taking over after this broadcast for Sunday Night Live. So he will continue taking some live calls. But Ventura, are you with us?
Hello. I have a question. Do they have drag queen story times in classes and forced children to take these inoculations in Australia?
They definitely are pushing the kids to take the injections, although not by force here in Australia. But drag queen story time, it's been slow on the uptake. Australia's a bit more conservative in that regard. We do have an upcoming bestiality talk at an Australian festival, a Sydney festival has ignited uproar. Where they're talking about exploring the ethics of bestiality, describing, engaging with animals as one of society's last taboos. You know, we saw the recent protests in Germany advocating for being able to have sex with your pets. Sorry to be disgusting, but this is what these people are doing. It is disgusting. They're trying to demoralize society and do all of that. So that sort of stuff is seeping into our country. But thankfully, no mandated injections for the children here. But we watch the United States closely, Ventura, and we just can't believe that, Philadelphia, masking your kids indefinitely. It's unbelievable.
I mean, they're indoctrinating the children. And it's gross what we're seeing here, especially in America. I mean, America is where the big spot is, and it's just, it's horrible. Here, I live in California. You can barely even afford to pay your rent nowadays, folks. I mean, it is ridiculous on what's happening today. But I want you to get to other calls, but I have a question. If it's possible, sure, that I can talk to the crew about getting a banned out video account or something. Because I'm a conservative talk show host, and I've been banned off everything, every social media.
Sure. Well, I'm sure the crew can chat to you after this call, Ventura. We appreciate your time. Rachel in Missouri. Let's talk to Rachel. Rachel, you're on the air.
Hi, Maria. It's so nice to see you here on Sunday because I saw you last week with Alex, and I'm so glad to see that you're hosting today. So really great to see you. And the question I wanted to go ahead and ask you is, today I just saw an article here concerning energy emergencies declared after a BP refinery fire in Indiana. So we have the U.S. Department of Transportation declared a regional emergency for Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Wisconsin after a fire shut down the BP oil refinery in some city in Indiana. And I was wondering, in Australia, when things were coming down, when you saw that there was enormous overreach, did these type of events take place there as well?
Yes, absolutely. But a part of the supply chain reason, they're actually using China's zero COVID policy to blame for our supply chain problems right now, because we can't get stuff in from China. And of course, we outsourced all of our manufacturing to other countries, or from other countries, you know, some time ago. We barely do any of our own manufacturing here anymore. We depend heavily on China. And of course, that's being used as the excuse for supply chain shortages. We've also got a destruction of, we saw over a ton of avocados disposed. They're telling us that eggs are going to be in shortage, chicken, poultry. You know, they're threatening us with foot and mouth disease. This is, of course, in order to vaccinate the cows with mRNA vaccines, even though we've got a stockpile of the traditional vaccines that we use for foot and mouth in the UK. So, you know, what it is, Rachel, it really is the same goal in every country, but different tactics being deployed to reach that goal. So that's what we're seeing. But prayers are with you and your people, and thank you so much for calling in today. We've got Kyle in New York. Kyle, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going? How are you today?
Doing well, Kyle. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I just wanted to, first of all, thank you for covering this subject, because it is a very important one. The world that we know it has ended, and that was in 2020. And I think that that's fair for everybody to acknowledge. Now, with that said, they've preconditioned everybody through entertainment. They're using it in movies. There's a movie called Songbird, and I recommend you specifically, if you haven't seen the trailer, go watch the trailer. Everything from the Peloton bike to double masking to the drones that you talk about, it's all in that trailer. Quarantine camps, facilities, it's all there. I don't know if you've seen it. Have you heard of this?
I haven't.
Yeah, so I would recommend, you know, when you're done with the broadcast, check that out, because they really talk about it there. Now, there was an interesting thing as far as, like, these smart cities that you were talking about. Greg Reese had a report where he says that this is self-assembling nanotech. And what happens, from what I've read also, is that the more this assembles in your body, the higher the, I don't know if it's the hertz or whatever it's called, it goes up more and more. They're going to be able to track you this way. They're going to put you in those smart cities like they're doing over in, what is it, Saudi Arabia that wants to build a smart city? There is one that wants to build this
The line.
Yes, the
line.
The line. So they're going to put you all in there. They're going to try to put everybody in here. The next conversation that needs to be had after everybody watches Songbird is, what do you do to not be a part of that? Well, don't take the vaccine. You're going to have to get out to nature at a certain point. You're going to have a duck out bag. You're going to have to get away from cities. All of this smartphone technology, all of this smart furniture stuff, even the cars. You're going to want to get older cars probably.
Kyle, we got about 15 seconds left until we go to break, but everything you're saying is so crucial. I'm going to offer some commentary right after we come out from the break. We need to be independent. We need to unplug. This is complete global control.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Ultimate Fish Oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. What does Ultimate mean? That's just our name for the best, the highest grade. What this concentrated anchovy oil,
pure Arctic krill oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon oil does for your brain, your heart, your cardiovascular system, and for your entire body's functions is insane. Regular low-grade fish oil, in all the studies, does outstanding things. This is the highest grade, and it's not been pasteurized, it's not been boiled, so it has its original effects intact. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil finally back in stock for 50% off. For our regular fans and our big supporters, you're going to love it. You already know how great it is. But for folks who've been on the fence, experience Ultimate Fish Oil for yourself. Try taking some before bedtime and see what happens with your dreams.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Jones Show this Sunday. We're taking live calls. I just want to comment on what Kyle, the last caller, was saying. He's absolutely correct. You know, the whole success of this system depends on us being plugged in. The nanotech plays a huge part in that. And of course, you know, the frequencies that they'll be emitting will be intricately linked with the nanotech that's now inside of people. We have so much evidence. I had a group of Australian whistleblower scientists that approached me. That interview's up on zmedia.com, zeeemedia.com. You can watch that. And I mean, there's so much evidence across the world from scientists. German scientists are talking about it. And it's basically undeniable now that they have done this to people. There's no other way that people would have accepted being tracked and traced in this manner or essentially microchipped without the threat of a public health scare. So they'll continue to use these tactics. We've got Grant in Australia calling in. I thought I might get a fellow Aussie on. Grant, you're on the air.
Hi, Maria. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I thought I better stump up and, you know, kind of, you know, turning up half the battle. So winners never quit and quitters never win. What I've rung in about, you're talking about the East Coast infrastructure. So I'll try to make this quick. Rainbow Flat on the Mid-North Coast received the first NBN connection in the NBN rollout. And there's residents at Rainbow Flat who the rail system that you've discussed is coming through Rainbow Flat, and it's a tiny little, sleepy little place, all rural houses. So that's the first thing I wanted to let you know about. But that was the first NBN connection there. I've got an IT mate who knows about these things. And then there's signs on the mid-north coast about water continuity. They've been doing a lot of infrastructure to make sure there's water. And I'm like, I've noticed them a few years back, and I'm like, but if there's going to be not many people, they've got these signs everywhere for this water. And they built a dam on the mid-north coast, and they somehow conveniently forgot to install the critical pipes for this dam. So they've built a dam, and, you know, it can't be used.
That's right, Grant. Everything that they're setting up, and I commend you for looking further into these things. People really need to. Everything that they're setting up, including the legislation that was passed right under our noses while we were being terrorized by our insane psychopathic government, is setting up the infrastructure for these smart cities, for what they want to do. Again, referencing the Jay Dyer presentation from the other day, whoever hasn't seen it, I encourage that you watch it, because by 2050, we're talking about complete global enslavement. Thanks so much for calling in, Grant, so early on a Monday morning. We'll go to Andy in Maine talking about, do Australians know what's going on in the US? Andy.
Yeah, hey, Marie, good day. I have a ton of friends in Australia I speak to on a daily basis, and they think I'm crazy when I tell them about what's going on in the States. They literally have no idea. I mean, whatever the issue is, whether it's abortion or vaccines or any of it, gun control, they have zero idea. And it seems like they can't even get the information about it. I'm trying to inform them as best possible, but is there any way other than word of mouth to get word out to what's going on and give them a warning? Because it's coming your way. Like, some of this insanity, the drag queen story time thing that was brought up before, like, they literally are like, that is insane. That is crazy. They don't believe it. And even with Howard Springs, I had them look that up, and I think it's a government website that talks about Howard Springs, and they make it sound like it's a resort. They literally do. The quarantine camp, they make sound like it's a resort, and it's someplace that you would choose to go to even if you were vaccinated. It's just insane what you're not hearing about. Ricardo Bossi is another one, you know, and Australia One. They don't even know what Australia One is.
Yeah, Andy, you sound like a really switched on guy. So Howard Springs, for anyone who's listening, is the model that was used as the quarantine, you know, the ultimate quarantine facility for all of Australia. I've actually got an article up on my website. It's called Australia Under Threat by Their Own Government, something along those lines, which actually details all of the quarantine facilities that we're aware of right now, with further quarantine facilities that are planned. Some of these quarantine facilities have been built on places where they used to dump military waste. It's hardly a place that you want to put people to, you know, to be healthy. It's not really healthy to go somewhere where they would dump waste. But we had an example of Haley Hodgson, who was taken to a quarantine facility because she didn't comply with home quarantine requirements. It was used as a form of punishment. We also had the military come and take people who were simply close contacts, they weren't positive, from an Aboriginal community in the Northern Territory. The military came and escorted them. And so, you know, the propaganda that came out at the time was, oh, you know, the government, they understand the government's looking after them and this is for their health. Meanwhile, two of them actually escaped the facility. So tell me how they know it's for their health if they're trying to escape. Now, it's absolutely not a holiday resort. This is going to be used for dissent. We see, again, Trudeau's, internment camp for climate deniers. These quarantine facilities will be repurposed. There's a lot of information in that article that I've written. So I encourage anyone who wants to know more about Australia's quarantine facilities to go on to zmedia.com and check out the article section for that. Thanks so much, Andy, for your call. We'll go to Laurie in Pennsylvania talking about Pfizer vaccine shedding. Any tips for dealing with that, Laurie?
Yes, hi. Back in 6/23 of 21, I gave my two neighbors a ride. They were both fully vaccinated with the Pfizer shots, one and two. The very next day, I had a massive headache, the bleeding out, the night sweats, the diarrhea. For 6 months, I had my back felt like it was on fire, like someone was holding a little torch to it. For the whole 6 months, that went away. Now, here it is. It's like a little bit over 14 months. I'm still having massive chronic headaches on the top of my head and the back of my head, and my period is still never the same. I get two sometimes in a month. I do get those jelly-like clots that we all see, and I was wondering, what exactly did I inhale from the Pfizer shots? And I've been trying everything. I tried ivermectin. I tried everything. I even, the Spanish researchers, how they get the graphene oxide. I did all those supplements. I am a little bit less manetic than what I was, about a year ago. I'm less manetic, but I'm still a little bit manetic, but not as bad. This shedding is really real, and it's really serious, and there's a lot of people out there suffering like me. And I was wondering, I know you know a lot about this stuff, and if you can help me anymore, is this ever going to go away? Is it going to eventually kill me, or what?
Well, Laurie, I'm first and foremost, I'm so sorry to hear about this, and I know that you're not alone because so many people across the world are talking about a similar thing. You know, we went to such an effort to stay away from these injections, and yet just simply being exposed to people who've been injected has resulted in some side effects for people. So that's absolutely devastating to hear that that's happening to you. In terms of the research that's happening, I've spoken to a lot of different doctors that are looking into this. I know that there is more research happening. The World Council for Health has published a free spike protein detox on their website. I've posted it in my Telegram before. That's just Z Media. You can go in and search for World Council for Health detox if you can't find it on their website. Again, it's a free detox guide. I can't guarantee that this is going to help, but a lot of people have reported that after doing that detox that they do feel better. You know, you've said already that you've taken some supplements and that they have helped somewhat. The more that you can do to detox yourself right now, the better. But in the meantime, Laurie, just take comfort in the fact that there is definitely more research going towards this. The FLCCC has also published a vaccine injury guide. So whilst you haven't had the injection yourself, that injury guide, you know, that protocol, that treatment by Dr. Pierre Corey and a few others may actually be helpful to you. And so anyone who's listening, who's experiencing those symptoms, please do go and look at those resources. Again, that's the World Council for Health Spike Protein Detox Guide and the FLCCC website as well for the protocol. I'm just aware that we've got about a minute left of today. We do have more callers in the queue. Owen Schroyer will be taking over after for Sunday Night Live, so he will continue taking live calls. I really feel for people. I really do, because people went to such an effort to avoid being poisoned by these deadly shots. They knew what they were, and yet people are still experiencing this. And it is such a criminal thing. It is such a criminal thing that people are suffering as a result of this when they lost so much to stay away from these deadly, harmful injections. And so my heart goes out to humanity. But again, this is why independent media is so crucial. This is why you need to keep supporting this broadcast and others. Thank you so much to everyone for tuning in today. God bless you all. Owen Schroyer taking over the call.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.